So thank you for coming. Alessandro Benedetti will talk about document classification using Solr. So go ahead.
Thank you. So welcome to the Lucene and Solr document classification talk. So let's see a brief introduction about who I am. So I am a search consultant and R&D software engineer, currently heading to the contracting world. So with my own limited company, CISA Limited. I have a master in computer science. I'm an Apache Lucene and Solr enthusiast, and I contribute as much as I can. Not yet a committer, but I've been working with a lot of features, with contributing a lot of fixes and new features and integrations. So during my career, I've always been loving playing with semantic natural language processing and machine learning technologies to try to improve the user experience in search use cases. And I'm a beach volleyball player and a snowboarder as well, nothing related to Solr. So today we are going to talk about a problem, a typical problem that is quite common nowadays, which is to classify documents, to classify text, how we can approach this problem with Apache Lucene, how this has been integrated in Apache Solr for having an out-of-the-box, ready-to-use solution. We are going then to have a short demo to see the functionalities already available in Solr and what is going to come next with a little bit with some extensions. And then the future work, so what is going to be next. So what is text classification? So text classification is really a common problem when you have a text or a structured document in input, you want to assign and to predict a category or multiple category for the document. Of course, this is solved through a supervised learning, so you can provide a training set, so you can provide already tagged data, and then you can solve the problem predicting unseen documents. So this is the Wikipedia definition. So real-world use cases. So actually, text and document classification is all around us in the everyday life. So starting from your email provider and your email service, which is doing email spam filtering, so recognizing if an email is a spam email or a normal acceptable email. Then document categorization. So you have an input, a document, you have an input like a news document, an academical document, and you want to assign a category. So also this is really common in news portal, for example, when we have a news, and you want actually to assign, to predict a category, like economy, finance, technology, world, etc. Then this can be applied not only to documents, of course, but to images, videos, like to detect sexually explicit content. And this is quite common in applications like, for example, Facebook, Instagram, where you want to prevent users to publish unwanted content. Then can be application also from medicine point of view. So in medical diagnosis, when you want to given a set of symptoms, you want to be able to categorize those symptoms with the diagnosis of an illness, for example. E-commerce, of course, in e-commerce, you have a lot of possible different products, and you want to help the user navigating the products through their category to optimize your sales. And then language identification is another real-world use case. So you can have a text in whatever language you want, and it's quite common you want to actually identify the language. So let's see a little bit of basics of text classification. So nothing related to Lucene yet. So as I said, it's supervised learning. So you need to give an input a set of labeled information, so a set of labeled documents. So in your training, you are going to define a set of samples with the human assigned label. The human assignment can be explicit, so you can, for example, ask to the author of the document to assign one or more categories, or can be extracted by any other source of information. Then the documents can be modeled and will be modeled as feature vectors, so numerical vectors, in which you can have different features. Each feature will be a numerical value, and the most common use cases have a modeling of term occurrences of features. So each feature value will be the number of occurrences for a specific term. Then you will be able to train a model, and the model is going to be able to predict new inputs, so unseen documents, not labeled. Of course, also the unseen document will be modeled as feature vector. The feature vector will be the input for the classifier model, and the output will be the label or the labels in multi-class environments. What is Apache Lucene? So Apache Lucene is an high-performance, full-featured text search engine library written entirely in Java. So Apache Lucene is a library, so it's not an out-of-the-box server that allows you to search over your data sets. So Lucene offers you all the tools to build your search application. And of course, whatever is your requirement for full text search, Apache Lucene offers you a lot of different modules and a lot of different approaches to information retrieval to integrate that in your application. Of course, Apache Lucene is an Apache Foundation project, free to download and contribute. How can we use Apache Lucene for classification? So, Lucene has already data structures, complex data structures that will be stored in the file system to provide search functionalities and auxiliary functionalities over search. What can be the benefit? A lot of organizations have already their search applications, so they have already their indexes in places. So you can have a lot of data already there, already indexed, already structured, ready to be used for a classification problem. So using Lucene, you're basically saying you don't need an external new system, a new environment. You can use what you already get out of the index. So you don't need to train a new model. You don't need to set up a new infrastructure to classify your documents. But you can basically abstract your training set from your index. So why Lucene is a good fit for that? So Lucene allows you to have an advanced configurable text analysis. So it gives you a lot of different components to actually analyze text. When I talk about text analysis in the Lucene world, it means taking an input, a text, split the text in different terms, and possibly filter and chain different filters to manipulate the terms. Example can be as simple as a white space tokenizer to split the text by white space. And then you can, for example, do a lowercase filtering. So whatever terms is in input, you will lowercase it and then store in the index. Of course, this is really and highly customizable, so you can both use already existing tokenizers and token filter, for example, supporting a lot of different languages, supporting a lot of different use cases, or you can write your own based on your use case. Let's see what we get from the index that can be useful for classifying. Term frequencies, so the occurrences of the term in your corpus and within documents. The term positions within the document. So basically, given So I'm currently talking about document, but actually a document in Lucene is a map field value. So a single field is actually mapped to an inverted index. So you can imagine per field, you have your text, and you have the positions for a document within that field. So for position, I mean like if it was the starting term in the text content, the second term, the third, and continue like that. Then document frequency, so how many times a certain term appears in the corpus, in how many different documents. Then you have norms, so you can also know for a document the approximate length of content. And this can be useful because shorter field contents can be more relevant, can be used to have a more relevant classification in comparison to really long text fields. Finally, you can possibly, as a filter, extract the part of speech from your text, store it, and possibly use it in your classification if needed, or any custom payload for your terms. So let's briefly see a couple of algorithms that are currently implemented in Lucene in the classification module. So Lucene offers you a classification module, and you can use it to rely on top of the Lucene index to classify. So the first algorithm is the KNN, K nearest neighbors, which basically is an algorithm that is going to, giving an input the document, the unseen document we want to classify, is going to look for similar documents, so the nearest neighbor of that document in your index. And based on the documents you get, you assign the class. So given an input, an index, with some labeled documents, so this is the equivalent of our training set, each document, of course, will have a class field, so a value, one or more classes assigned. Then given an unknown document in input, and given a set of fields we want to consider for the classification. So like for a news document, you want to consider, for example, the title and the body as a simple thing. What we'll do, we'll look for the top K most similar documents. So we'll run a Lucene query, retrieving the similar documents. We'll fetch the classes from the retrieved documents. We'll count the class's occurrences within the top K similar documents. And then we'll boost the class also based on the class ranking. So of course, the class assigned to the most similar document is going to be more important than the class assigned to the second, and to the third, and to the fourth. And this, of course, will be weighted in accordance to the occurrences. So if in the top K similar documents you have K classes, the same K, in all the K similar documents we have the same class, this of course is highly relevant to be the most suitable class for that document. So this is leveraged the more like this Lucene module. So the more like this is a specific feature of Lucene, a specific query component, to actually extract interesting terms from the input document. And for interesting means a term and terms that are occurring a lot in the seed document. So we have a high term frequency in the seed document, but they are quite rare in the corpus. So we have a high inverted document frequency, because basically it means that the term is rare generally, but in the document is quite frequent, so can be approximated as an interesting term. Out of the interesting term, we build a Lucene query to search for documents containing the similar interesting terms. Each interesting term will be a different weight accordingly to how much is interesting. And how much is interesting will be currently a TF, IDF calculus, so basically term frequency and times invert document frequency, not as simple. Actually, the mathematical formula will include a little bit of logarithm, but to make it simple, is going to be like that. So when we build the query with the interesting term. So we want to retrieve documents with interesting terms. And the resulting documents will be the similar documents. Another approach is the naive Bayes classifier, which is slightly different and can be suitable for different use cases. So the assumption for the naive Bayes is we count the term occurrences as a probabilistic independent features. This is an assumption. Actually, we know that in human languages, this is not really true, but works quite well. So term positions as well are going to consider irrelevant. And you can consider each field text content as a bag of words. Then what we do with naive Bayes is a little bit different from KNN. So you take each class from your corpus, and you calculate the probability, so the score, for that class to be relevant for the document in input. So we do that calculating two different subscores, the prior, which is basically how many documents are in class C out of the whole, all the documents in the corpus, and the likelihood, which is the probability of the document to be in class C, which basically will be, because they are independent features, will be the multiplication of the probability of each single term to be related to class C. So basically, this is the implementation. We'll find the probability for each term and then multiply the values. In the end, we are going to have, again, a ranking of classes with different scores, and we can assign to the document in input the top scoring class or the top scoring classes if we want to assign multiple classes. So the extension I've been working the last year and this year as well is to provide in Lucene, instead of simple text classification which was available before my contribution, to give the possibility of classify documents. So instead of a single text, to classify structured document with different fields and different field values. So the document in Lucene is the unit of information, is composed by different fields. Each field can be with a single value or multiple values. Of course, each field can be analyzed differently, so you can have a different analysis chain for your field. And of course, each field can have a different importance in your domain model. The classic example we always do is, given a news document, the title, of course, is much more important than the body of the news. Of course, it can depend on your specific use case. What is Apache Solr? So Apache Solr is a top-level Apache project that is providing an out-of-the-box, easy-to-use search server on top of Apache Lucene. Apache Lucene and Apache Solr live together in the same project from the code base point of view, but they are still two different products, as Lucene is only a Java library, and Solr is a ready-to-use out-of-the-box server. It can be used as a NoSQL open source platform, so of course you can almost use it as a database, but it's a search solution. Of course, we have a lot of features in Solr on top of Lucene and additional to it, like full-text search, italizing, so whenever you search for a document for keywords, you are going to be able to align the keywords in the resulting documents, faceted search to navigate your results, analytics to do statistics on top of the content of your corpus, rich document parsing, so indexing documents in different MIME types, and just partial search. And of course, Solr is a search server offering REST APIs. And recently, parallel SQL calculus as well. So the Solr integration to allow to have a classification out of the box in Solr has been tracked with different Jira issues. So the first one is index time integration, which is already available, starting from Solar 6.1. Currently, we are in Solar 6.3. And it's providing the ability to Solar to ingest a document with no class assigned, assign the class, set the class as a field value, and index the document. Something that is still not ready, and of course anyone is welcome to contribute, is having this as a request handler. So simply a service that you pass. You don't want to index the document, you want only to categorize the document, to classify the document. So you give the document in input, and then you classify. So how can we do this in Solar? So this will happen through an update request processor chain. So what is in Solar an update request processor chain? Is what is used for the indexing activity. We are going to have a pipeline of processors, so different processor in chain, as the name of the component. Each document you submit, you ingest in Solar, is going to go through the different pipeline filters, so the different processors. Each processor is executed once, will manipulate the document, possibly adding fields, changing the field values, or removing, for any reason, fields. And then the last processor will trigger the update command that will build the Lucene index. And of course, first, the text analysis. So the documents will arrive, the update request processor is defined in the Solar config XML, you flow through the update request processor chain, and then you analyze the field content and you index in the Lucene index. So a single update request processor is an update component and it's defined with a configurable singleton factory. So whenever you configure Solar to the Solar config, these configurations are going to be loaded by the factory, which is a singleton during the Solar execution, will then instantiate a single update request processor per update request thread. So this single processor will process a single document and then pass the ball to the second processor that will continue processing and then continue like that. This is Solar Cloud compatible, so Solar Cloud is a distributed architecture for Solar to scale up Solar automatically with automatic failover and transparency. And this is possible, this architecture is compatible to Solar Cloud, and depending on the pre-processor and post-processor, this is going to be executed in the node that received the documents or also after the distribution of the documents. So to integrate Solar with Lucene and be able to classify documents in input, there was the necessity of writing a new update request processor, and specifically the classification one. So how this will work? So the classification update request processor will access the index reader, so will read the content of the index, will instantiate a Lucene document classifier, so not a text classifier, but a document classifier, because at that point we have a Solar document, so not a single text field, but a data structured with different fields and values. Then the classifier will assign a class, or as you're going to see with a future extension, multiple classes, create a new field, to the add the new field to the original document with the class, and then pass the document to the next processing steps. So let's see how this is configured in the Solar config XML, because everything will be quite simple. So you will define the update chain, which in our case I name classification, not inventing any fancy name. And this will apply, for example, as for the default update handler, or possibly to a specific request handler endpoint. So we are telling Solar, whenever you receive a document through the update endpoint, apply this chain, the classification chain. And then you define the classification chain. So you specify the list of processors that will take part in the calculation for enrich the document. Specifically, you define a list of processor classes with the configuration. So let's see how you can configure the different algorithms. So it's quite simple, actually, quite explicit parameters. You will define the processor class, the processor element, and you will define the input fields, so the fields to take into account to classify the document, in this and the boost pair field. So for example, title, content, author will be used to classify. Title is more important than the other two fields. Then you will define the class field, so where the class is going to be defined, in which field of your document, in this example, the cat field, the algorithm, which is in this configuration, the k nearest neighbor, how many top k documents take into account to calculate the class, 20, for example, the minimum term frequency to consider a term valid to be involved in the classification as a feature, and the minimum document frequency, so how many documents you want the term to appear to be interesting for us. We need to be careful that the class field must be stored, and stored in Solr language means able to be retrievable in the results. So because in Solr you have index, which you build the inverted index for the field, and then you have stored, which means you are able to return in the results the content of the field. For the naive base, is a simpler configuration. Input fields as the KNN, class field as the KNN, the algorithm, and that's it. Currently, there is no additional parameter to configure the naive base solution. Important, class field in this case must be indexed and not with really strong analysis, because basically the naive base will consider a class a term in the index. So if you did a lot of analysis to your class field, you may end up in not really having what you were thinking it was a class. So if a class is economy article and you use by any chance, by mistake, a white space tokenizer for naive base, you will have economy and article as two different classes. So it's something to take care of. Important notes, so classification is from Lucene 6.0, document classification. So text classification was contributed before, but if you want to use Lucene as a library to classify your structured document, greater than equal 6.0, Solr greater than equal 6.1. Really important, classification needs a training set. A lot of people, they were asking, like, I'm using Solr classification, it doesn't work, because they were simply pushing documents and expecting Solr to automatically invent a class. It's not going to happen. You need your index with human-labeled classes first, and then you can provide unseen documents. So it's required the training set through the form of an index, so you need human-labeled classes before. And then you can start, of course, with the automatic ones. So we are going to make now a demo based on a sci-fi stack exchange dataset. The original dataset was roughly 18,000 questions and answers. Roughly 6,000 were tagged, so we are actually going to use only the tagged ones, because of course we don't have any information about the tag for the remaining ones. And we're going to roughly have like a training set of 70% and 30% for test set. And we're going to see first an example all over the corpus, and then we are going to reduce the sample to popular classes and to see if we get an improvement only with popular ones. So what we are going to do, we are going to actually to index against which now. So let's briefly take a look to the Solr instance. So it's going to be a single core instance with a single collection called Stacks Exchange. Let's take briefly a look how the data is structured. So basically, we are modeling the Stack Exchange question and answer through a document. These documents have different fields in its structure. We are going to consider relevant for us, for our demo, only the body of the Stack Exchange question and answer, the title, and then the tags. So in particular, the algorithm will assign the predicted tags, and then we have the actual tags that were the one in the test set that we know are the tags in input. Of course, they may be not completely correct from a human point of view, but this is what we got from the data source, so from the corpus in input. All the other fields actually are not going to be that much relevant for the demo, but it's only because it's modeling the object of the question and answer. So let's take a look briefly to some example. So we are going to start with the entire corpus to basically have a rough idea. This is how a document looked. So you have like the body, So it will be a text describing the question, a title like role and significant molecule, and then the tag assign, literally, literary analysis, characters, can be Isaac Asimov, story identification, and will be also like comics related one, movie related one, so will be a little bit a nerdy dataset. And then basically we are going to have the test one, which is a subset and not part, of course, of the training set. So this is unseen documents, and these documents will basically contain a similar structure with the actual tags. So what we know that is for this document. So we know that this document, according to our data source, is a Star Trek, and Star Trek The Next Generation class, and we're going then to make Solar assign the class and verify if it did the correct prediction. Okay, so we have our Solar already running, currently empty, so the training set. So to differentiate the training set and the test set, we are going simply to add a field called set that will be training for the training set. And then when we submit the test documents, we are going to pass a set test in the way that we can easily identify and separate them. So training set now is empty, the test set as well. So let's briefly take a look to the current configuration. So we're going to use the KNN for this demo. And specifically, we are going to use this configuration. So body and title, input fields. The class field is going to be output and be in the training set in predicted tags. Algorithm KNN, top 20, minimum interferency 1, minimum dog interferency 5. And we're going to play a little bit with the output class count. So let's start, for example, from two classes assigned. So Solar will try to assign to each question and answer a maximum of two classes. So let's index the training set. So let's start from the entire training set. So we are indexing basically with a car post HTTP request, sending the binary data, which is JSON data in our demo. So we just index the training set. So we have in here the base that we're going to use for our classification. So, for example, what science fiction novels have well-developed alien languages, blah, blah, blah. Predicted tags, currently there is no distinction between the input and output class, so we are going to use this name only because then Solar will assign it. So in this case, is what we have in the training set is list novel and languages. And then, for example, we can have Star Trek and movie as a tag for is in the Star Trek reboot of blah, blah, blah. And all these kind of documents, basically. And what we are going to do now is going to index similar documents belonging to the same data source, but with no class assigned. We keep the original class as a separate field called actual tag that we are going to use only for validation. So Solar is going to assign the predicted one. So let's run it. So one consideration is that depending on the number of classes, it can be important the decision for your algorithm, because KNN is quite agnostic of the number of classes, while Bayes is heavily depending on the number of classes, because we take class by class and we assign the probability. So it means that if you have a lot of different classes, Bayes probably is not going to be really useful for you for this demo. In the dataset, we have 900 classes, and if you index through KNN, it's a few seconds, going to Bayes is minutes. So, of course, if you have a binary classifier, it's fine. You can go with Bayes quite easily. So we index our test set. So we can see that the actual tags were what we would expect, and the predicted ones are the one assigned by Solar. So for this document, like in the Avenger movie, why didn't Loki stuff work on Tony Stark? The actual tags, which again, may be wrong, but anyway, is what we have in the data source. The actual tags are Marvel Comics, movie, Avengers, Iron Man, and Loki. Solar predicted a maximum of 2 as our configuration and got Iron Man and movie. So a subset of this. So he did nice for this one. For this one, for example, he assigned, given a document about Wolverine, he assigned like X-Men and Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics was not in the expected tags, but actually it makes sense. So we are going to evaluate that through a really simple Java application to see how precise is going to be our system. So let's take a look briefly to how you can evaluate these classification results. So we are going to take class by class, and we are going to calculate the true positive, which is when the predicted class is the expected class, so it's the actual class. A false positive, where the predicted class is not the actual class. A true negative, which is when you didn't predict a class that was not meant to be predicted, so it's a correct behavior. And a false negative is when you didn't predict a class, but that was the actual class. And out of these, you can have your precision for the class, which is the true positive divided by true positive and plus false positives. And the recall, that is basically the true positive divided the true positive plus the false negatives. In few words, precision is how accurate is your classifier, so how many times you got it right. The recall is how many out of the number of classes, of all the classes, of all the documents for one class, how many are we able to classify correctly. So let's see the example we have right now. So this is the output. We are going actually to run it because we changed the configuration. So this is the kind of output that we are going to expect. So we are going to show the global accuracy. So basically, how many times out of 100 we got correct, out of one, sorry. And the recall, so how much we found that we were supposed to find. And then for each class, so we are going to actually do this for the full data set, considering the class Star Wars and Harry Potter, and then we reduce the data set. So let's briefly take a look now. So let's run with the current configuration. So we are with the current situation, we were right 0.33%, so not that much times. And specifically for Star Wars and Harry Potter, we got like 25%, 35%, but a really good recall. So we were able to find a lot, but making some mistake. Okay, so let's change a little bit the configuration. So let's, for example, give an output only one class, reduce the sample data set. So instead of considering all the index, let's consider, so let's clean it up so we have nothing in the index. And let's index only a subset, so only only question and answer about Star Wars and Harry Potter. So let's simplify the problem a bit to see how Solr deals with a simplified problem. So I index the document only about Star Wars, and I index the test set only about Star Wars. Before doing that, let me reload the Solr configuration. So now we are going to use to give an output only one class. And specifically, let me re-index the test data, and we can check how we got now. So the test set. So now we assign only one class, and we try basically to guess the best class. So as we can see, it's much better. So the actual tag and the predicted tag is much more consistent. When it was Star Wars and when it was Harry Potter, if we see an example. Anyway, the first ones are all Star Wars. But let's run again the calculation of the precision and recall in this small example. So now we can see that, of course, we have much better performances because we simplified the problem for Solr. So we want in output only one class, and we have a small data set, which is a little bit simpler. So instead of having 955 different classes, we reduce the problem to basically almost 10 classes, because it's not only Harry Potter and Star Wars, there are some corollary classes related. But we see now that the precision of predicted Star Wars is 1.0, so when we predicted Star Wars, we were always right. But we were not able to find all the Star Wars. Then the precision of predicted Harry Potter was right the 98% of times, which means that when we predicted Harry Potter, we were almost always right, except two times when we predicted Harry Potter, but actually was Star Wars. And the same happened, for this reason, basically. We were not able to find those two Star Wars documents. And you can play a bit with the configuration. Of course, if you give an output more classes instead of one, you will cover more recall because you're going to find the missing Star Wars documents. So you are going to classify that correctly, but you're also going to assign a lot of wrong tags. So the reason of that is, of course, there's still space of improvement. So in the part of retrieving the interesting terms specifically. So let's take a look now. Let's go back to the presentation to summarize and conclude. So anyway, in the slides, there are also the results, and I will publish after the conference also the sample data and the way to actually test and see on your local. So the extensions that are going to be in Solr 8871, so multi-classes support, this has been developed, not yet contributed to the community, so the ability of actually contribute more to assign more classes, not only the top one, but more than once. Then split the human and auto-assigned classes in two different classes if you want, so keep separated the training class field and the output field. Then classification context filtering, so you're telling Solr, like, use only this subset of your index to be a training set. Individual field weighting, so give different importance to the title, to the content. And future work will be supporting numeric fields, for example, to find similar documents based on the Euclidean distance from numeric point of view. Latlon, to provide similarity also based on geolocation, for example. An example can be like hotel similarities, shop similarities, based on what you sell and also where you are. And then Solr Cloud support. So you currently is valid in a single Solr instance, but let's assume you have a Solr Cloud big cluster and you want to use the entire cluster as a training set. That can be a nice contribution for the future. Okay, questions? I think we are perfectly in time.
Someone has a question?
Sorry, one second.
Yes.
Okay, so it is clear that at this moment the classification is totally focused on using third frequencies as yes. features. Okay, so normally most of the cases it's not enough for classifying from most of the use cases. I mean, it's quite great for sometimes, but other times you need more information. So custom features. Okay, mm-hmm. so. For example, I could be calculating those features in numerical fields during the, at indexing time, mm-hmm. updating in fields. Is there any plan to supporting using directly those fields for combining some stacking schema or whatever with the rest of the classification algorithms for providing more accuracy models?
So let's say no. So thank you for the question. And so no plan yet. Of course, it's going to be possible customizing the Lucene algorithm implementation, so you can add your own algorithm and use it then with the proper configuration in Solr. So let's say it's open to do that, but nothing yet in place to do that. Possibly, of course. So the worst case scenario is that if there's no data structure that matches in Lucene, you can even write your own codec for your own data structure that will be then used by the classifier algorithm in Lucene, and of course then in Solr. So let's say the framework is currently ready to support that, nothing yet available.
So thank you.
Thank you.